Well, I think the first thing on most people's minds is jobs and income and the integrity of the community where they have their kids grow up and go to school, and all of that is linked to the quality of the economy, and that's really what's so important to me about it, is to make people's lives better.
And so how does a regional economy make people's lives better?
Well, in my view, there are three simple rules that a prosperous regional economy follows. You try to have as many locally owned businesses as possible. You try to have as great a diversity of those businesses as possible, so you're relatively self-reliant if something goes wrong in the world economy. And then you try to help those businesses achieve the best environmental and labor standards possible. For example, you want them to pay really good wages. And if you can focus on those three activities, you have a very good chance of succeeding with your local economy.
So when we go to the discussion this evening, are we going to hear about the tools that we can use to foster that economy?
Absolutely. And in my view, some of those tools are around planning, how you think about measuring what's working and what's not working in your economy. One concept that's really important is economic leakage. What are all of the things that the community is buying from outside the community that they could be producing for itself? Because every unnecessary outside purchase is a lost job. I think other things that are important are helping people learn how to buy local, how to invest local, how to build partnerships among local businesses, how to think about public policies in a way that don't disfavor local businesses. And those sound like really simple ideas, but once you get into them, there's lots and lots of interesting wrinkles and challenges, and that's what we'll talk about.
You're right. You know, you've identified some of those policy changes and planning changes and policies that could be put into place. But one of the things in my experience from a previous life when I was in small business was that it always ends up being about that bottom dollar. So how do we shift, you know, the small business person's focus from just getting the best price to getting the best price that's the best for our region?
Well, I think that in the end, the bottom line for a business is going to be profit and people buying a lot of your stuff. And what I try to point out to small business people is that nobody buys anything on the basis of lowest price. If that were true, Starbucks as a brand would not exist because it's the most expensive cup of coffee in town. What a small business has to do is create the best value for its customers. And the best value is a combination of the price, the service, the atmosphere, the quality of the good, the convenience of your store. And if you put together a really good package, that's what's going to maximize and improve your bottom line.
Tell me one thing that you think that somebody who attends this evening is going to take away from your discussion that they wouldn't have expected.
I think they will take away that for some reason, even though that the vast majority of the Canadian economy is small business, and small business are about double the profitability of larger business in Canada, despite all of that, 100% of their pension funds, their life savings, are going into the least profitable businesses on the Toronto Stock Exchange. That will be an interesting contradiction for people to think about and think about how to fix.
Wow. I look forward to seeing the reaction on the faces when that fact comes out.